Thank you for holding. Is this Ben?
Speaking.
Hi, Ben. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Hey, that's better than bad. I'll take it. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google that I could address?
Well, I guess I just don't see Local Splash.
When Local Splash? Well, if you look up our business name or if you ask Google if we're a partner of theirs, you'll see it. But we're not talking about putting you on our website, Ben. We're talking about putting you on Google. We're a Google partner. Yeah, so we're talking about putting your business directly on Google. So if somebody just looks up one of your services on Google, they'll be able to see you on the first page of their search results as a top option.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you're confusing it with like Home Advisor by Angie's or one of those lead generation companies like Yelp. We're not Yelp. We're not Home Advisor by Angie's. So we're not putting you on our site, then putting ourselves on Google. We're actually partnered with Google, so we put you directly on the search engine, and we could put you on those sites as well and host it for you.
Okay.
But the reason we were contacting you is because we had the availability to put you on the first page of the search results for your category.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I guess when
I typed in
handyman,
Yep, there you go.
Well, I'm in Fort Dodge right now at a computer, and I type it in, and something localhandymannow.com comes up, local handyman expert comes up, then it says businesses.
Right, and then you see the map, and then there's those three guys.
Next to a map, and it's got Dirty Deeds.
Home Servicing
LLC.
Yep, that's where we're talking about putting you.
Okay.
Yep. Home Servicing LLC is working with a company that is exactly like us. It's another Google partner.
Okay.
Yep. So you see there how they have their own reviews, and then there's their phone number and a website. All you had to do was type in handyman, just like one of your customers, right? 90% of the time when people do that search, they pick from those guys where their number's right there, like Home Servicing LLC.
Yeah.
So we want to have your name in that conversation where people could consider you and contact you directly. That's what this call is all about.
All righty.
All right. Could you see a value in doing something like that for your business to get some more customers coming in?
Yeah, potentially.
Yep. I mean, they're already looking up handyman. They just need to talk to you at that point. It's like an ideal customer for you or a job opportunity, you know? So we're just letting them know, like, hey, we've done the Google verification. This guy's a legitimate contractor. You can go ahead and give him a call. We're basically just handing you off to them as a referral.
Right.
Okay. The beauty of our services is you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate, and the customers can all contact you directly live. So you're not going to get charged based on how many calls you're getting.
Right.
So you'll know exactly what you're spending. If you have a limited marketing budget, there won't be any surprises that are popping out on you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And we list you for 15 services at a time. That's 1-5. So handyman would just be like one of the phrases. You got 15 total. So if there's like a niche that you want to focus on or put a point of emphasis on, we'll be able to list you for those services as well on the first page. That way it casts kind of like a net out there of things that you'll be showing up for. And then we could also customize the area that you cover. Like if you say, hey, I'll go all the way to Fort Dodge, you can make it so you show here in Fort Dodge, but also in your local area there. And I always pronounce it wrong. 50552 zip code. So say that then.
Kinnearum?
Kinnearum. Yeah, I always say it Nearum, like with the K silent.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, so as far as the pricing structure, okay, when I look at a company like Home Servicing LLC, they have a package that doesn't have the website included. It's called an essential package. What I was thinking I could do is I could get you the same pricing structure because they're just paying $299 month to month, but I was thinking I could include the website for you so that way you have a site. And that'll give you a leg up on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't have a website.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll build the website for you because they don't have one either, but I'm talking about including one. So we'll go and buy the domain name for you, you know, and then we'll build the site how you want it to look. It'll be donerightrepairs.com, and we'll have it attached to your listing because when you see their listing, they don't have a website. Yours will, right? And then we'll, they only have 6 reviews built up. They've been doing it for about a month. And we could build up those reviews pretty quickly. So we could basically get you all caught up and level the playing field.
Okay.
Okay. But that's all you're looking at is just $299 on a month-to-month basis. There's no extra charges that'll pop up on you. And then we have an app and a tracking system that'll help us keep track of everything so you know exactly what customers we've brought in for you each month.
There's a tracking system?
Yeah, it's an app that you could download on your phone or on your computer. You could access it, and it'll allow you to see all the leads that we're bringing in from the area so that way you know you're not just spending money on nothing every month.
Right.
You could actually see, like, hey, this customer, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. You know, I went out there and I fixed this or that or the other. The whole conversation and the phone number will be in there, so you'll be able to actually see what's coming from us.
Yep.
That way the expense is justifiable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then also we would help you with some other online listings, too, like – that way you don't need to have 100 different bills floating around or try 100 different marketing agencies. Since we're a Google partner, you know, we could put you on Yelp and Facebook and Yellow Pages, right? And you can get leads from those too. Most of your calls are going to come from Google, but we'll put you on those. That way you don't have to worry about paying another service to put you up there and then also not going to charge you for any leads that come through there either. So that way it just kind of casts a net online. If they happen to be searching on Facebook or Yelp for a handyman and they're still within your area, you know, you'll still be in those conversations for them to contact you as well.
Right.
Right. But I've been doing this 12 years, Ben. It's very rare that I see a business that's successful nowadays without the listing. Sometimes they just have an idea and then it doesn't actually take off until they get the website built and they start getting their name out there consistently in front of people who are looking for what they do, right? So this should help you take off here, especially coming into 2026. You might need to hire a couple people or you could cherry pick.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I do have some guys that just kind of, hey, I got a surplus of calls. I'll just cherry pick what I do and don't want to do and then leave the rest on the table for somebody else to figure out. But it's really important to have your name in those conversations. It usually only takes people about 5-10 minutes of searching before they start calling a guy
deciding
to come out
yeah.
there. Yeah. So if you're not there in that moment, you're excluded from that. This will make sure that you're included in those opportunities.
Right.
So, I mean, if I could approve that package for you at the $299 month to month, the same one Home Servicing LLC has plus the website, I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Right.
Okay. So what I got to do, I have to create your Google business profile. Right now, your company doesn't even exist on Google yet. So I got to create that profile for you. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for the business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I don't have $299 in my account right now, though, even.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. That's the that's as low as I can go to get you that placement on the first page.
Yeah.
If I could drop it down, I would.
I'm sure you're trying to get it filled quick though too. It's not going to stay there long.
Yeah, they usually fill pretty fast. What Google does when a spot opens up, Ben, is they'll create a list of the handyman in the area, and then my representatives, kind of like Tara, the lady that you were speaking with before, she asked me to jump on the line to lower the pricing for you. There's a bunch of them. It's like a boiler room, and her and them, they kind of just go down that list of guys that Google gives us until it fills. And then once they fill it, they'll close out the handyman category until another spot opens up.
Right.
Yeah. So they do fill pretty quickly here, but is the money the only thing that's holding you back?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you see the value in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could ask her to put you on a friends and family plan, but, you know, when I say her, it's one of our supervisors here, Amy, but... You know, I don't know if that's going to make much of a difference. Like I said, I went to as low as I can do it. They do sometimes have exceptions for friends and family where they drop it down to $249 as the bottom of the barrel, you know, with the website and everything included. If I could get her to approve a package like that, would that help you out any?
With this website, I guess real quick, would I be able to make any changes to it to my liking at all, or?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fully customized. We have a graphic design team that's going to actually sit down with you and kind of get an idea on how you want it to look and build it. But anytime you want to make a change, you can let us know, or you can log into it yourself and make those changes through that app and tracking system that I was telling you about.
Domain name.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to buy the domain name for you. Yep.
Okay, so you buy the domain name?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to get it for you. We're a Google partner, so we get the domain names pretty cheap compared to what it would cost you to try to get it yourself, you know, especially when they know that you're doing the advertisement for them. They really kind of let us add those for you without the arm and the leg cost.
So then the domain name belongs to you, though, correct? Or does it belong to me?
Well, we're not going to charge you anything while you're using our service, but if you canceled the service and you wanted to keep the site, they would charge you $99.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all. I mean, it's more than, like I said, that's still a lot more than what it would cost you to try to acquire it yourself.
Right.
Or it's a lot less than what it would cost you.
But so it's a flat, basically $300 a month to be listed on this in the top three constantly.
Right. $299 exactly.
Each month?
Every month. And then it gives 15
keywords.
15 things.
Yeah.
Keywords like
or phrases.
Handyman or junk removal.
Correct.
Or what other types of stuff?
The keywords are usually based on the services that you provide. So as long as they fall within your category of handyman, we'll be able to list you. So for example, if you wanted to be like appliance repair, that would be one of them. Debris removal, junk removal, hauling, waste removal, post-construction cleanup if
floor,
you do it. Exactly.
Floors, windows, doors. Okay.
Exactly. Because the handyman... Right, you get 15 keywords or services that we could list you for at a time. And those are interchangeable too. So, I mean, you might run one set of keywords for a month or two here, and then you go, okay, I want to shift to this.
And then decide to change something. Yeah.
Yep, you just let us know, and we get in there, and we can modify it for you. So that way we keep those job opportunities and those that exposure coming in. It's almost like having a 24/7 sales rep that's working for your company to bring in jobs. At $10 a day, that's pretty darn cheap. I don't know if you remember back in the day where guys used to hire kids to stand outside and spin a sign, but it's like we're putting you on the first page of Google for $10 a day.
Is there a way to see already what domain names are available right now still?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't be able to see it here, but during your client interview, everybody that signs up for a position on the first page, they go into a client interview, and they'll send you an email or text, however you prefer it, with all the available options, and then you guys get to pick it, and then we go ahead and purchase it. That's usually how they do it. And then they'll also, in the interview, they want to know, like, which one of those phrases you want to be listed for of the 15. Like, so they're going to want to set those 15 up, the area that you cover. It's a pretty easy interview. It only takes, like, 30 to 45 minutes. And then we'll get an idea on how you want the website to look. They'll build the website, and they'll send you a notification when the website's running.
And
any changes
is your,
you guys – oh, sorry, go ahead.
And where is your website or – like, how do I know – I mean, I always hate to say this, but how do I know that this is legitimate and not? Is there a way I can verify that this is, like, you are who you say you are?
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. So here's a couple things.
I hate to be that guy, but.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Here, I got you. This is a question I deal with every single day, right? It's an objection. I'm the same way. I would ask the same thing. So here, I'm going to send you a text message here. This one's just to the pricing page, right? Let me know when you get that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you click on that, that's our pricing page. The very last package down is called the Platinum Package. It's advertised at $599. That's the same package that Home Servicing LLC has, minus the website. So I'm going to put you on that package for $299, and I'm going to waive the fees associated with it, the setup fees. So that's going to save you about $600 off the initial investment. I'm going to send you some website examples here. But I'm also going to do a general search on Google and just ask Google, hey, is Local Splash, the company that's texting me right now, an actual Google partner? Like, are they affiliated with you, Google? And I'll send those results over to you as well. Here you go. You could also do that with your partner that's there with you and just have him pull up his phone and just type in, is Local Splash a Google partner? You look up Local Splash, you'll see our company line is the 877 number that I'm texting you on right now. So we're a real business. We've been around for 21 years, since 2004, and we're right across the street from Google. So any business that you see on the first page of Google doing advertising has a Google partner like us that's hosting it for them. They don't get up there on their own. That's how Google makes their money, is all the business owners that pay to show up. It's like the modern day Yellow Pages.
Yep.
You darn near don't have a business today without it. People can't even look you up and find you if you don't have it.
How long is it? How long am I signed up for? Is it a month by month thing?
It's paid out month to month, but a new account
ever...
like yours. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, let's
what
just say I do it, but I don't like it. Let's say I do it, but then I end up not liking it after 6 months. I can just opt out.
Yeah, after 6 months, of course. We always recommend that you try it for at least 3 months, but it's month to month, right? The reason we recommend 3 months is because your company's new. I mean, we're building everything from scratch. But by 3 months, you'll already be ahead of where Home Servicing LLC is. You'll be light years ahead of those guys. They don't even have a website already 3 months from now. I mean, you're talking just January, end of January, early February of 2026, you'll be there. So you'll be able to see a quick turnaround and some results from it. Obviously, if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You shouldn't have a problem spending that dollar every month. But to answer your question, yeah, you could cancel
right
after 6 months, no problem. You could cancel after 3 months, no problem. We don't want to keep working on it if you don't want it. You know what I mean? So there's no funny business either. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. There is a, if you cancel before 3 months, there would be an early termination fee, which is basically the cost of a month. So they try to tell you not to cancel it before 3 months, but it is month to month.
Right.
Yeah. And we send this all in writing, by the way, too. Everybody that signs up, it comes through automatically. So you have a full service agreement in writing that we're going to build the website and Facebook, put you on the first page of Google. It's all documented.
Okay.
And then you have the receipt, too. And you'll be able to write this off as a business expense. Google advertising is considered a business expense. So this money will be a write-off for your business.
Okay.
All right. Any other concerns?
No, I'm just doing some thinking.
Okay.
His phone number, so you can call him back. His name and phone number.
I heard him ask for my name and phone number. I texted that over to you as well. It's coming through right now.
Yeah, I don't know what good that's gonna.
Well, I mean, if you guys are a client of ours moving forward and you want to continue to talk, it's not just me. There'll be a team of people that are helping me. But it's good to have a direct point of contact. Yeah. So that's a smart thing.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out a way to do it.
Well, I sent you my contact info, so you guys will still be able to contact me.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, we don't, everybody we work with is a business owner, and every business owner, I mean, they're entrepreneurs and they're great at what they do, but sometimes they're not tech savvy. You know, so we're kind of trained to walk you guys through it. You know what I mean? So that you could still benefit from Google without being a computer genius that knows how to build a website.
Well, the problem is the problem is I deal with people that are elderly.
Yeah. So do I. So do I. A lot of business owners are elderly. Yeah.
So it's like, I guess here's a question. If I pay for it today,
mm-hmm.
with a card,
mm-hmm.
could I switch which card it's pulling from?
Yeah, that's why you got my phone number right there. Yeah, it's just a phone call. You could also do that through the app and tracking system, but like I said, if you're an older guy who's like, hey, I don't want to do it that way, let me just call you. Just call me back and I can go in there and I can swap it out for you. That's an easy fix. Actually, if your payment ever fails, there's a whole department in there that'll contact the business rather than just take all the business's listings down too, and then they'll switch it too if there's ever an issue.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. Well, that makes it a little bit easier too.
Yeah, we've streamlined the whole process. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you could, the first 3 months or the last 3 months that you've been in business, haven't really been in business yet. this is going to do it. So, on the first page of Google, Ben, you said you want to use this number that we're on right here, 515-408-6545.
Yeah, that's my number.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Ben?
Bethke, B as in boy, E, T-H-K-E.
T-H or C-H?
What?
It's B-E-C-H-K-I?
No, T. T, B-E-T, like bet, placing a bet.
Oh, B-E-T-C-H? K-I?
No, like Beth, the name Beth.
Oh, got it. Beth, K-I.
B-E-T-H. K-E.
K-E, okay, got it.
And
Ben
boy.
I got it.
He is an elephant.
I got it, Ben.
He is in Tom.
H-K-E. Got it. And Ben short for Benjamin, right?
Yep.
All right. What's your business email? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
It's all lowercase, but it's benbeske@hotmail.com.
All right, Ben. And let me see here. Google's going to send you this pin in the mail. It's a little letter, and there's a little five-digit number on the back we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Physical mail?
Yeah,
well,
or we can
just... be at a P.O. box.
Let me see here. What about this 301
okay.
Railroad
I still
Street?
I still get... Yep, but it's
that's
a
it?
P.O. box, 34.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I
got to put the street address on there, though. I can hide it on Google, but I got to send this to Google so that way it gets forwarded to your P.O. box.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that.
All right. How are your hours of operation, or how do you want them listed?
Right now I'm doing kind of like 9-to-5s, even though that whole 9-to-5 is not filled. That's when I do get some calls after that or before that, but.
Okay. I can leave it open
really
availability. Yeah. And you could kind of hash it out with them if I leave it open availability. Yeah. That way you're not missing anything and you could just tell them, hey, I'll get
out
there on
brick and mortar.
Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a brick and mortar. So I just kind of.
I got you. I'll hide your address.
Whenever I can get there and.
And I'll deactivate turn-by-turn directions so you don't got to worry about anybody showing up there. Then they'll just call you and you go out to them.
They show up there. There isn't really nothing to see. It's a rinky-dink little town with like 50 people.
I hear you. I don't want anybody showing up anywhere uninvited.
Come out and look at a grain elevator across the street.
Okay. All right. So I got your profile.
Yeah,
I'm not in
Silicon Valley. I'm in the grain belt. So.
I hear you. Yeah, you're not missing much. It's probably more peaceful out there.
So I don't like getting dousted in corn dust every day, but.
Oh yeah. Well.
Go out and shovel.
True.
Go out and shovel before it snows all the corn dust off your vehicle.
Yeah. Well, you could get doused in fairy dust from these non-conservatives out here.
is that what you call them, non-conservatives?
So liberals, yeah, whatever you want to call them. They're everywhere in California now. So there's
mentally ill in California, yeah.
Yeah, got all the sunshine
and
they're still
sick. We just passed you guys for cancer though.
Really?
We passed you guys for cancer finally. Yep, I was number one.
How did that happen?
But yet if you go look at packages, it still says known to cause cancer in California, and everybody around here just goes, well, good thing we're not in California. Let's have a couple.
Oh God. Yeah.
Well, it's all the Roundup. They spray Roundup on the fields constantly here. I'll just constantly.
Keep the bugs off the
it's just
produce.
Agriculture.
Huh? Yeah.
Agriculture, yep.
Yeah. Kill the bugs and herself.
Making everybody sick.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yep. That'll do it. Yeah. It's still pretty bad around here, though. I mean, it's beautiful, but just so much city. You know, I got to run away every month or so just to kind of reset my brain from all the technology and everything going on over here. Forget I'm a human being sometimes.
Oh, it's
everything's on a
see,
schedule.
I'm the opposite. I want
everything's
out of here.
On a
I
clock.
I want to get down to the Everglades.
Oh,
there'll be a Sasquatch in the Everglades. Just let my hair grow out. There's no such thing as Bigfoot. It's just guys that have.
Yeah,
that
have found happiness.
Cut their hair in about 17 years.
That's what
happiness
happened to me.
Happiness is throwing rocks at campers' tents.
Scaring people away. What's more fun than that? All right, Ben. I got your profile built here. I'm multitasking, so I got you all set up. I just want to schedule an interview tomorrow where I could sit down with you and the client interview technician, and we could do your interview, get you all set up here.
Okay.
So what time works best for you?
I don't know. Probably sometime in the morning.
In the morning? Okay. The earliest I could do tomorrow would be...
I'm on 9 o'clock. I'm on Central Time.
Right, right. That's what I was saying. 9 o'clock is 7 o'clock in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
So that's the earliest I could do.
Yeah,
you want to do 9 a.m.?
I don't think I have anything going tomorrow morning.
Well,
I don't
check.
Think so.
I want to make sure you're available. It's not a very long conversation, but you only got to set up your business one time, really. So it's important.
Right.
Should never have to do this again, but it's, you know, it's the foundation.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking here. Got too many things I try to juggle.
I hear you. That's why it's going to make your life a lot easier too, you know. Business owners trying to do 100 things at once. They try to bring in the customer, set up the appointment, go out there and meet with them, give them a bid,
yeah,
do the job. You know what I mean? Just too much stuff.
Yeah, well, I got this, and I got a junk removal, and I got a fish store. You can probably hear the birds going right now.
Yeah, I love fishing. Is it like fish that you buy, or is it actual like fishing, like rods and reels?
Pets.
Oh,
pets.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
Like, we got a koi pond and saltwater.
Yeah,
saltwater
I used to have some turtles when I was a kid, so I'd go pick up the goldfish just to feed them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, we got turtles, goldfish, shrimp, bro. We got everything.
Yeah, I like turtles.
Rabbits.
Turtles are cool. I used to have turtles and frogs. I was all into the reptiles, the water reptiles when I was a kid. And I had a leopard gecko.
Watching Steve Irwin and...
Yeah,
Crocodile.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Steve Irwin. His son's actually picked up where he left off.
Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. Yeah. I miss that guy. I can't believe a stingray of all things. Took him out. And I went out, did this trip in Hawaii with my wife, and there was a manta rays in the water, and she didn't understand the difference between the manta ray and the stingray.
Yeah.
So I jumped in the water at night, and she goes, "You're going to die like Steve Irwin." I go, "No, I'm not.
Yeah.
These things are big, gentle, giant babies, you know. They're not going to hurt you."
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm free tomorrow at 9. That looks like it's pretty open, so.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to set you up for 9 o'clock tomorrow. And then I'll send you a text message around the same time, or actually a little earlier. I'm going to set up an automated reminder about 8 o'clock in the morning, so that way you don't forget.
Okay.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299,
and it's just going to be over the phone, correct?
Yes, they're going to contact you at this 515 number that we're on right now, 408-6545, and it's all over the phone.
Yep.
Easy. They have set questions they'll ask you to get through it, and then we'll have some recommendations as well.
Okay.
But in terms of securing the first month's payment, Ben, how did you want to do that?
I'll just put it on the card if that works.
Yeah, that's fine. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's just on my card.
Okay, so it just says Benjamin Bethke?
It's my personal card.
Okay. All right, and the billing address is the same, the 301 Railroad Street?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you, Ben. Go ahead.
5391.
5391.
6400.
6400.
640176.
640176.
131. Wait a second. 5391.
Yeah, I got too many numbers. Okay, 5391.
6400.
Okay.
0176.
Okay.
1310.
All right, I'm going to read it back to you. 5391, 6400, 0176, 1310.
Yep.
All right, and the expiration date, month,
That's
and
it.
Year?
0226.
0226. And then there should be a three-digit code on the back.
819.
All right. So you are on a recorded line here, Ben. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. We want to let you know all of these calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with us and as an added form of protection for you and your business. It asks on this recording here, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dunright Repairs.
Okay. Can you also state your name and title with the company?
Ben Bethke, or Benjamin Bethke, and I am the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It's really important that you be responsive to the customer. We don't want you missing money, okay?
Right.
Okay. And then it says, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
I don't know that I'm using anything else. I mean, I'm on Angie and...
Well, yeah, we know what you have right now, Ben. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, double check and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating anything.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It is November 17th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but it's for a platinum package, and I've waived the setup fees for you. We're also going to include a website for you. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 17th day, but you'll keep this price of $299 for as long as you're with us. So that'll never go back up or change on you. Okay. Now, you could discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. It is a three-month verbal contract, so if you do discontinue prior to that 3 months, there will be an early termination fee. After that 3 months, there are no termination fees or cancellation fees. It says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When the payment goes through, you're going to receive confirmation messages from our company. It'll have the username and password for your tracking system, and it'll also have a full outline of the agreement in writing and the link. It does ask you to sign off on it. It's an e-signature, so you just scroll to the bottom and sign off on it.
Okay, so I get a text or something with that, or what?
Well, it was supposed to text you already, but I actually got a notification back. It said that your payment was declined due to insufficient funds.
Well, I transferred some money over. I transferred something over. It should.
Maybe you got a notification from your bank, a text or a call where you have to authorize the transaction?
It says that I had the, so I had 270 and some change, and I transferred three over, and that says pending.
Ah.
But maybe it hasn't even landed enough to move. I don't know if it can piggy bank like that, you know, like move from here for a second and then, but it says pending.
Sometimes it's, yeah, sometimes it's an instant transfer. Sometimes it takes a little bit. But a majority of the time it's instant usually if you're just moving it from one account to another. With this one, even if it was low, it would usually process it, though. If you've already kind of made that transfer, it would just process it, even if it was saying pending.
Yeah.
At this time.
Yeah, but it's still saying, it says pending, and then it just says current balance, and it just has not reflected the change.
Mm.
I don't know. It's a rinky-dink little bank, and I don't.
It's always those
small,
ones that cause the headaches. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a small area. There are small banks. Then, honestly, I think they suck. I'd like to get out of Iowa completely. I'd be quite
okay.
I'd be quite all right if a meteor hit the whole state.
Okay, well, I actually just received a notification that the bank authorized your transaction.
So it did now?
So you just have a security set up on your bank because of, I think it's a smaller bank,
yeah.
Like you're saying.
Oh, they probably paused it.
Yeah,
probably paused
what they do
it.
Is they just double check and make sure that, they just make sure it's real first, and then they send it over. Instead of just automatically sending it over.
Okay.
So you should be getting those text messages now.
Yeah.
Okay. So there'll be an outline of the agreement in one of those links, and then it'll also have the username and password for your tracking system. I don't know how tech savvy you are, but if you go to the App Store on your phone, you look up Local Splash and download the app. If you don't like to do things that you could all go the old way and just pick up the phone and give a call. Got 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay.
All right, Ben.
All right.
Well, thank
yeah,
you
I'll
for
get
signing
to that
up.
Tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to overwhelm you with things. I mean,
yeah.
The only thing really that you want to focus on is just signing off on that form and then be available for the interview tomorrow at 9 a.m. Those would be the two main things I want you to focus on. Okay. Everything else we'll take care of. We'll get some domain names lined up for you and make it all ready to go for tomorrow morning's meeting.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You have my number. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you or your partner, don't hesitate to give me a shout. I'd love to hear from you guys from time to time. Make sure everything's going smooth.
Yeah. All righty. Sounds
good. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9, okay? All right. You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.